Hey, certification peeps. So I started off the money mastery training with a brief segment about the entrepreneur's big dreams. If you didn't watch it, make sure that you do so. There's a reason I did this, and it ties into a mistake that I see many coaches and consultants making. It's something that you want to avoid. You see, when we're talking to a prospective client, it's normal to ask them what it is that they want. And often they're going to say things like, I want to increase my sales. I want to increase my profits. I want to work fewer hours. I want to scale my business. And sure, we can help them achieve those things. But what happens if you're able to deliver on that, yet at the end of it, they realize they're unhappy? So we need to dig deeper and get to their whys. You see, oftentimes, entrepreneurs can be very good at the delivery of whatever their product or service is, but they might not understand business. They know they have a problem. Sometimes this can be a very big problem, but then they self-diagnose what the solution to their problem is, and they end up being wrong. Now, imagine if you were a doctor and a patient comes to you and says, I have colon cancer, please treat it. Would you do that? Or wouldn't you want to do some digging and run some actual tests too? Okay, clearly we're not dealing with cancer here, but the level of pain business owners can be in can sometimes feel as deadly to them. But diving deeper like this with someone new before we have actually signed on a client can often feel really tough for a coach or consultant who has less experience in sales conversations. What's interesting and something I've had some fun with as of coaches and consultants that I've mentored is using this digging into a prospect's whys and big vision as part of their lead generation. You can use this as a free or low cost session to help diagnose what the next step should be for someone based on walking them through the exercises contained in the worksheet. That can help you pinpoint what the first or next steps will be for them to reach their vision. And of course, you're welcome to use the worksheet for doing this. If you provide your clients with access to the video, whether in a one-on-one or group setting, you'll want to make sure that they share their completed worksheet with you. This will help you support them in the best way possible. If you prefer to walk them through this exercise live, I'd suggest having a shared document open with them so that notes can be taken in real time. Here are some tips for using this with clients one-on-one. First, it's important to keep your tone appropriate. You don't want to sound overly aggressive. You also want to give them the space and time that they need to respond. And also, don't be afraid to ask questions if things aren't as clear as they could be, or you feel that they could be going deeper into explaining things. Before I wrap up, I want to mention that doing deep work like this can be a bit of a danger zone. Business owners who have already grown their business to a decent size and or those coming from a corporate background may be more resistant to opening up. It's no surprise that often those who are most resistant to doing this work are those that have never taken the time to do it in the past. Many people just aren't used to opening up, not just to other people, but even to themselves. If you suspect someone might be resistant to starting off this way, offer this to them as an invitation to play in such a way that it's going to allow you to truly help them achieve their desires. As coaches and consultants, we really need to understand our clients' desires in order to keep them motivated and engaged, but also for us to be able to deliver our best work. After all, that is what we're here to do, isn't it? That's it for now. See you in the next training.